change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, my friends. This is Mickey Desai. I'm one of your regular hosts for the Nonprofit Snapcast. Caroline May Eccles of Wellspring Nonprofit Resource won't be joining us today. And what we're going to do is share a recording that we made back in 2012 with John Quarterman of what has become the Withlacoochee Riverkeeper organization. I must disclose that I am currently board chair of the Georgia River Network. Georgia River Network's Paddle Georgia trip, which is an annual trip that takes a week to go down one river in its entirety, is happening from June 15 to 21 this year, I believe, June 15 to the 21st. And it's always a great trip. This time, coincidentally, going down the Withlacoochee River and the Suwannee River, two rivers, and it's promising to be a really great trip. So I thought we would dust off this old file, and you'll have to excuse us if the sound quality is not that great. Back in 2012, we didn't have very good equipment. But this episode, I think, will be very interesting to any ecologist or biologist or anyone into riparian streams. We do talk a little bit about nonprofit management, especially as it pertains to starting a riverkeeper type of organization. So I hope you'll all find this useful and at least a little entertaining. And please, as always, join us for the conversation on our Facebook page for the Nonprofit Snapcast. If you just search Nonprofit Snapcast, that floats right to the top. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Howdy, I'm John Quarterman. I live in Lowndes County, Georgia. That's kind of halfway between Atlanta and Orlando. If you're heading south from Atlanta, go down 75, stop just before you get to Florida, you're there. And if you get off at exit 29, turn left, that would be east, go to mile marker 10, you just crossed the Withlacoochee River. Never heard of it, did you? Most people haven't. And I live about a mile from there. Okay, so the reason I'm here at this particular River Network conference is because we're trying to start up a Withlacoochee Riverkeeper, because there is none. And it's actually for probably four or five related rivers, the Little River, which flows into the Withlacoochee at Valdosta, 10th largest city in the state. Exit 29 is Hehaira. No one can pronounce it unless they've been there. Okay, the Withlacoochee, the Little, the New River, the Alapaha River, the Willacoochee, and the Alapahoochee. No, I am not making these names up. And these are rivers that are a little different from the Flint or the Altamaha. I mean, I love hearing about these canoeing trips where you have multiple canoes going abreast down a river. You can try that on the Withlacoochee. First of all, you'll end up in single file pretty quick. And second of all, about every 100 yards, you'll have to portage over a down tree or a shallow spot. It can be done. But partly because of that, our focus is a little different. It's not just, and I'm not saying other riverkeepers are just on the stream bed, but it's not as much just on the flowing stream. It's on the watershed, everything, the whole area that drains into the rivers. And a large part of the reason for doing this has to do with development patterns. I notice in the fabulous think.org book here about common property rights by Jack Herrick. Plug. If you could see it, you'd see I'm holding up this book. I really like this book. It has a topic in here on the limits of classical activism. And where I live, the crippling limitations of classic activism. Where I live in Lowndes County, we've had a few recent examples of what sounds like successful classical activism, and I will claim that it was successful. But, okay, the examples are, there was an attempt to build a biomass plant in Lowndes County. And this is as, you know, as deep south as you can get. And it's 100 miles from the nearest big city. Sorry, Valdosta, you're not a big city. And I apologize for saying that. But we had people demonstrating in front of every industrial authority meeting. We had people oozing out of the woods at announcements by the industrial authority. We had, you know, letters to the editor campaigns. We had, you know, all sorts of things like that. Okay, and eventually the executive director of the industrial authority fled to another state and the plant was canceled. Okay, they will claim it was for different reasons, but you know, I think the activism had something to do with it. Also,
recently, why we call the activism a success.
Yes, that's why I would call that one a success. The industrial authority claims it wasn't, but they would say that. The same industrial authority wanted to build a private prison for Corrections Corporation of America so they could imprison more people for private profit at public expense. We the taxpayers. Once again, there were demonstrations. This time we included a motorcade and got a newspaper for honking at the city council. Okay, and once again, the project was canceled. This time they'll really claim, well, that had nothing to do with the demonstrations, but I say it did have something to do with it. And the really, really obvious case, there was an attempt to consolidate the Valdosta City and Lowndes County school systems. Now, you may think that sounds like a good idea till you look into it, and I don't want to go into the details, but there's many reasons it's not a good idea. And the people who were proposing it raised $300,000. The people who were against it raised $30,000. You might think, no, not a chance. Well, 300 people marched on the streets of Valdosta, Georgia. That's like 50,000 people in Manhattan. It hadn't been seen in decades, if at all. And the actual result of the referendum was it lost 4-1. The people who were outgunned financially, 10-1, won 4-1. Okay, now that one I really call successful. But it still doesn't get at the root of the problem. What is the root of the problem? The root of the problem is certain of, I shall call them delicately, old boys who think they know the best for everyone else, and some of the very same specific individuals, whom I shall not name right now, were behind all of these things. Some other people were too. And, okay, why are they pushing this kind of thing? Because they believe that classical development, you know, tear down the forest, pave over the streams, build new buildings, you know, build polluting energy, jobs, jobs, jobs is everything. And how do you deal with that? Well, you know, this kind of activism does help. It helps educate the public. But we need something that also goes beyond county lines, because in each of the counties in South Georgia, there is its own little old boy network, often controlled by these same one or two families. In each county, there's a few families. Next one, it's a few families. Fortunately, it's different in each county. And something like a river keeper would be very useful because it crosses county lines. And it deals with one of the biggest topics that needs coordination, which is water resources. Valdosta, when it was founded in 1860-ish, had water that bubbled out of the ground. It was artesian. Nowadays, its wells are 800 feet deep. Coincidence or not? I don't think so. My father used to tell me he could remember when it was much wetter. For example, I have a cypress swamp on my property. Used to be a foot deep in water year-round. It's gone for 2 years straight at a stretch with no water at all in it.
Oh, goodness.
It's definitely getting drier, and the increased use of water by agriculture, you know, and plus the attempts to put in things like that biomass plant, which would use more water. And we already got Sterling Chemical, which uses a huge amount of water, which is an offshoot of Monsanto, which leads into another problem, which is related to water, which is the way agriculture is done these days, since Monsanto has taken over agriculture for us with Roundup, which then runs into the streams. So this is all related to the river keepers. So we think we need a river keeper in our area, and it's one of these things that's in between government and individual property. We are certainly not against individual property. I own a couple of hundred acres of, you know, a scrap of old-time longleaf forest. So I'm certainly for private property rights, but I'm also for not having private profiteering companies building biomass plants interfering with everyone's private property rights by dirtying up our air and using up our water. We need to have those natural resources protected for ourselves and for generations to come. So that's how it's all connected in my mind, and I'm really looking forward to reading this book, Common Property Rights, a Frank.org project, because it seems like it ties together a lot of these threads. In the meantime, we're working on starting the With the Coochie River Keeper. If you're interested, look on Facebook for With the Coochie River Keeper. Apply to join. We will consider your request.
Just for the record, how do you spell with the Coochie?
Right. You see, that's why we're picking that, I think, as the name, because it's kind of distinctive.
Sure.
W-I-F, like with, L-A, C-O-O-C-H-E-E. Although it's actually not distinctive because there is another Withlacoochee River in Central Florida, but it got its name from our Withlacoochee, so there.
Okay. Well, thank you, thank you. Maybe a couple quick questions. You know, I'm hearing a lot of concern, and perhaps the question is a stupid one. Why are you taking up this cause so strongly?
For a number of reasons. One is it needs to be done. No one else had started it. Examining the situation, it finally occurred to me, what is the population center to me and the other people who are doing it? This is most definitely not just me. I just happened to be the only one who came up from down there. Although right here, I discovered two other people from the same watersheds, and they're going to join up, I think.
Oh, good.
Right. Nobody else was doing it, so those of us who were interested are trying to get it started. And because so far the indications are that it's something that it's not going to be stuck with just one or two people trying to do it. The first organizational meeting, we had more people than we expected. We had them from both Tift County and Lowndes County. Now we got people from Irwin County joining up. We've got some associates from Ben Hill County who couldn't make it that time, but we think they'll join up. Mm-hmm. So it's looking good. It's looking like something that can become self-supporting. And Gordon Rogers, the Flint Riverkeeper, has offered to help. And April Engel, the executive director of the Georgia River Network, has offered to help. So it looks like it may quickly get critical mass. And there's this, I didn't know this till I started actually, you know, we started actually doing it. There's this network of networks of groups that help people do this. What can be better than that?
Mm-hmm. Is there a playbook that people tend to follow when doing this kind of thing? Is there like a how-to guide?
There is, in fact, a playbook. It's actually bigger than this nifty book, Common Property Rights, by Think.org. It's actually bigger in every dimension. You can order it from, if you look on the Georgia River Network, it'll point you to where you can order it. It's 8.5 by 11, about an inch thick how-to on how to do this. And right there on Georgia River Network, they have a lot of information right on the web. And from our perspective, perhaps even more valuable, Gordon Rogers has done it three times. He was in the Altamaha Riverkeeper from the beginning. He was in Satilla Riverkeeper from the beginning. He was in Flint Riverkeeper from the beginning. And he's from South Georgia like we are. So, you know, we're with these kind of resources, we sure hope we can all pulling together make it work.
Get a nice snowball.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds great.
What is the South Georgia equivalent of snowball? I really need to figure that out.
Mudball?
Yeah, it could be.
That's great. Thank you, John. And again, for the record, the Facebook page is...
Withlacoochee Riverkeeper, yes.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.